This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Is this the Jason I know? Good evening and welcome to Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, we'll be getting the State of the Union. When is that? Tomorrow, I think. Yeah. State of the Union tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a special show because tomorrow will be the anniversary of my death. The anniversary of my death. And we will, you know, I'll be celebrating the fact that it didn't work out the way it was started to. That'll be tomorrow. And, you know, who knows what we'll talk about. But we're going to talk about the State of the Union. I'm sure that'll be coming up. Now, Obama the other day, when he was giving a speech, he was out there talking about, well, you know, I used to teach constitutional law. This is one of the lies he repeats about himself. Lie number one. Barack Obama was never a professor. He was a lecturer. He did not have the qualifications to be a professor. He never published a single law paper. He was hired by the University of Chicago when they learned he'd been given a book contract on race and law directly after graduating from Harvard. There was no book, just the contract under which he later reneged on it. That's not the normal level of accomplishment for a University of Chicago professor or even lecturer. He was not capable of writing, and eventually, after failing to deliver, he changed what he was going to write to a memoir, which he also struggled with. Then he contacted Bill Ayers to write his memoir for him, using tapes that Michelle dropped off at the Ayers house. Line number two. He did not specialize in the Constitution. He cared about and taught only one subject, race. Of course, was about race in the Constitution, though. It is on this flimsy basis that he attempts to pawn himself off as a constitutional scholar. As the New York Times explains, Obama, the lecturer, taught three subjects only: race, rights, and gender. Coming from the New York Times, his most traditional course was in the due process and equal protection areas of constitutional law. His voting rights class traced the evolution of election law from the disenfranchisement of blacks to contemporary debates over districting and campaign finance. His most original course, a historical and political seminar as much as a legal one, was on racism and law. In one class on race, he imitated the way clueless white people talked. "Why are your friends in the housing project shooting each other?" he would ask in a mock, innocent voice. He was especially eager for his charges to understand the horrors of the past. He assigned a 1919 catalog of lynching victims, including some who were first raped or stripped of their ears and fingers, others who were pregnant or lynched with their children, Some whose charred bodies were sold off bone fragment by bone fragment to gawkers. Are there legal remedies that alleviate not just existing racism, but racism from the past? Adam Gross, now a public interest lawyer in Chicago, wrote that in his class notes in April of 1994. In what even some fans saw as self-absorption, his hypothetical cases occasionally featured himself. Take Barack Obama. There's a good-looking guy. He would introduce a twisty legal case then. Liberals flocked to his classes because, after all, the so-called professor was a progressive politician. Line number three, he calls himself a constitutional law professor to imply that he loves the Constitution. And Obama gives the lie to this himself. He is on record, literally a radio interview done when he was a lecturer, slamming the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Constitution because they never tried to invent a right to redistribute wealth, which was a failing, in his words, and he described it as a tragedy of the civil rights movement. Obama laments to this day the constraints on government power, which, by the way, most of us would say or call liberty. He doesn't like what's imposed upon him by the Constitution, or, as he says, the paper. Obama himself contrasts following the Constitution with being a community organizer, creating a coalition of power which could redistribute wealth and create economic justice. Now, I don't like poverty. I really don't like poverty. And at the same time, I've had a couple of instances in the past where I've run across people where I might have felt were down on their luck. I had one particular guy. First time I ever saw him, he was, told me he'd just gotten out of jail. It didn't matter to me that he was just getting out of jail and walking around in my neighborhood. Because, one, I was a lot bigger than he was, and two, I was armed. So, if he was thinking he might do some work to get back in jail, I was ready one way or the other. So I was delivering at the time bread, and he told me he had children at home and they were hungry, and I offered to give him some bread and some bagels to take home that I had on the truck. I mean, $20 worth of bread and bagels, which back in those days, $20 was a lot of bread and bagels. He got very angry at me and told me he didn't need no bread or no bagels. He needed some money because his kids were hungry. And I put the bread and the bagels back in the back of the truck and slammed the truck and locked it up. And I said, I guess you better keep going the way you were going. And he started to come my way. And then I said, I guess you better keep going the way you were going. I wasn't backing down from him. And I think he was looking to see if I would. Later on, it turned out that this was a scam he was running. I ran into this guy for years all over the city with the same thing. He'd already just gotten out of jail. He had children that never aged. They were hungry. And see, that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem. The economic justice, there is no economic justice. There is what you get for what you do. And if you're not doing much, there's what you can, it's what you can manage to pull out of the system. It's what you can manage to con out of the system. This guy was I saw this, and I mean, this is in the upstate of South Carolina where you wouldn't think you would see this as much. I saw different people over the course of decades. Same people. One or two that almost got shot a couple times because they would just literally come out of the bushes beside you at the drive through at McDonald's. And then be very polite, excuse me, sir, I just got out of jail. Could you help me with a meal? No, I can't. Now, you better not walk up on me like that again because, one, you're big, and two, caught me off guard. I'm mighty jittery when I'm ordering my McNuggets. So, redistribute wealth and economic justice, sorry, not happening. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
47,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
About you, but it finally got cold here. Thankfully. Would have been nice if it was that way during Christmas time, but I'm just being whimsical. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio and is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Things are getting a mite exciting at the Sean Penn household. I don't know how many of you saw this. They decided to send Sean Penn, actor Sean Penn. Now, let me tell you what I like about Sean Penn. To be, for the age he is, dude is in shape. I like that. I think he is a superb actor. Beyond that, that's about as far as it goes. If he's not in front of a camera or on a screen, I don't know that much about him. He seems pretty, I don't know, how shall I put it, stupid. He was married to Robin Wright for a long time, and he claims that he's never been married. Like it was all annulled somehow. So anyway, he's also as anti-gun as the day is long. He decided to be an investigative reporter for Rolling Stone magazine. And he cozied up to El Chapo Guzman, the newly recaptured leader of the Sinaloa cartel. Now, depending on what the cartels or the many corrupt Mexican cops and Mexican government officials believe El Chapo divulged during the interview, which this had to take place in Mexico, Penn and whoever else was present may be in more physical danger than they could ever imagine. Now, if the cartels have decided that Penn has transgressed some way, they have, I mean, just for posting a bad post in Facebook, they'll hang you from an overpass and disembowel you. I don't know what they would do with Penn. He would be, being in as good a shape as he's in, he'd be a looking in good shape, however they leave him. Michael Levine, a 25-year DEA veteran, author of the bestseller Deep Cover Mexican Government Drug Corruption from the Inside, said he poked his head into a nest of vipers with an amazing global reach. He was a fool. As public as Penn is, he will be a sitting duck. Mexican Attorney General R. Arely Gomez said Friday that El Chapo's dealings with Hollywood types helped them nab the fugitive. Gomez said another important lead that allowed us to locate him was the discovery that Guzman intended to make a movie about his life. To that end, he established communication with actresses and producers. In fact, the surveillance allowed us to document the meetings between these people and his lawyers. Now, a law enforcement official told Fox 411 that not only could he be in danger, but so could his family. They said, it won't happen now. The cartel will wait. Him or people close to him are in danger. They don't single out the one person. They go to the person's family. So, But El Chapo's cohorts may not be his only worry going forward. Former federal agent told Fox 411 that there is enough to bring charges against Penn, depending on how authorities could articulate that he had hid the location of a fugitive, knowing that El Chapo is a national security threat to the U.S. The ex-agent explained that because Hollywood is not considered press, they don't get the same rights as a reporter. So Penn is not protected, the same as a member of the press. The charges could be aiding and abetting accessory to a fugitive. Levine agreed that Penn could be in hot water. Penn, depending on facts that I am unaware of, is certainly in grave danger of being busted by both DEA and or Mexican government. Criminal defense lawyer David Houston disagrees, saying it would be extremely difficult to charge him with anything. He said he's only liable if he did something that actually materially assisted him, giving someone food, shelter, money, anything that could sponsor their continued flight. That would represent a problem. The question is whether or not having knowledge is sufficient to constitute a criminal charge. Naturally, if he'd done anything to facilitate the interview that could be characterized as assisting the individual in his attempts to avoid law enforcement, he could have a problem. Well, that's a pretty stupid statement. Of course he did it to where he avoided law enforcement. Mike Baker, former covert operations officer with the CIA and the president of Diligence, doubts Penn is on the El Chapo hit list, but thinks the actor was dumb for pulling the stunt. Guzman is responsible for the death of thousands of people, thousands of Mexican. He's responsible for countless deaths over here on our side and suffering of U.S. citizens and others around the globe through his command of a very significant part of the global drug trade. He was a wanted fugitive, and Penn and Rolling Stone ignore all that in the name of what? What do they get from this? Probably a pseudo-journalistic piece of crap that glamorizes Guzman, airs Guzman's opinions, panders to his murdering, disgusting, filthy self. It's very, you know, when you have self-righteousness and naivete and you mix it together, that's bad. Robert Stuttman is a former special agent in charge of the New York Field Division and president of the Stuttman Group, says he was once targeted for assassination by the Colombian cartel. He thinks the filmmaker will be all right as long as the cartel's machismo was not insulted in any way. He said, I had a contract on my head from Pablo Escobar's people for 19 months. It was a $500,000 contract on me. They thought I did something to insult their machismo. The ego always gets these guys. They took all kinds of precautions, but if they want to kill you, they will kill you. Fox 411 reached out to the DEA, but did not receive comment. Penn's rep said the actor is not commenting at this time. Not bad. I think that I can't sit here and want any ill will on him simply because he's an American. He's an idiot, without a doubt. He's an idiot that gets well paid to pretend to be somebody that he isn't. He's an anti-gun guy. He is a violent guy, or at least if you believe what Madonna used to say about him, he's violent. Time will tell. But all of these, you know, all of these good intentions, they're not ballistically. They have no ballistic coefficient. I don't think I'd want to be in his position right now. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response hitter has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back in the breach on a Monday evening, as the temperature finally goes down. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In a lot of ways, the debate about the militarization of police has pretty much gone away. It is still, for some people, a point of consternation for those concerned about the state of our civil liberties. I don't have a problem with them having tools, especially with things like ISIS out there. However, getting the tools out, you should only get the tools out when you have a job. You should only be getting the tools out when the tools are necessary. Now, since 2006, of course, according to the Washington Times, 44 agencies have spent $71 million on tactical stuff. Overall, this pattern of militarization within our law enforcement agencies, both federal and local, has given us some horror stories on in how the equipment is utilized. And it brings up serious constitutional issues along with those dealing with government waste. One of the things you can, that legitimately can be asked, Why do certain towns that we've never heard of need MRAP? Now, I would agree that there is a possibility that there might be an event that happens there to where they would want something, but MRAPs are transportation. Introducing an MRAP into any situation is not the end of it. It is merely point A to point B. You're going to have to dismount the MRAP in order to get out there and take control of the situation. So why would you need these kind of things in certain places? Since fiscal year 2006, they have bought things like body armor and riot helmets and shields and cannon launchers and police firearms and ammunition. According to OpenTheBooks.com, a watchdog group that's out there watching the spending data. This comes in addition to the $330 million spent on such equipment in that period by traditional law enforcement agencies like the FBI, Secret Service, and DEA. Some examples of these purchases, and I mean, some of these things are interesting. $2 million spent by the VA on riot helmets, defender shields, body armor, a Milo return fire cannon system, armored mobile shields, Kevlar blankets, tactical gear, and equipment for crowd control. A Milo return fire cannon system, by the way, is like a Nerf gun on steroids for adults. It's designed as sort of a Op-4 tool, force-on-force tool. Food and Drug Administration spent $300,000 on ballistic vests and carriers in fiscal 2014. In case you guys out there were thinking about getting onto them about the cost of Viagra, they're ready for you if you come at them. The EPA spent $200,000 on body armor during the Obama administration years versus $30,000 in the three previous fiscal years. The Smithsonian Institution has spent $28,000 on body armor for its zoo police and security officers in fiscal 2012. Now, I agree that the police should have the best tools, the best gear that they can have to do their job. But with all of this stuff just sitting around, doing nothing for the most part, can we say that resources are being wasted here? Could we say that? We have crime levels that have reached record lows. Haven't been able to use these toys. There have been parts of the country that has seen an increase in homicide rates, like Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. But we're nowhere near the insane homicide levels of the 1990s. And the EPA is stocking up on body armor. The VA has an Op-4 Nerf gun and riot gear. No, you didn't hear wrong, Keener. So, just food to ponder, folks. Just food to ponder. That's your tax dollars at work. Barack Obama, if he really wanted to do something about crime when he was out there doing his Guns of America ad nauseum love fest that he had, even though he got slapped around by a couple of women and a sheriff, there's three things he could have done. There's three things he could actually do that would sync with his rhetoric. Because he wants to make the nation safer by reducing gun violence. So what could he do? Well, here's a few points to ponder. Number one, he could have insisted on the vigorous federal prosecution of criminals who violate existing gun laws. The way most people get in trouble with the feds with a gun is to either be a straw purchaser or trafficker, or to have a gun in the commission of another crime. Sadly, the Department of Justice refuses to prosecute violations of federal firearms laws, which sort of makes me, you know, when I see that and I see the numbers where, you know, during Bush's administration, 8,000 or 9,000 a year. Under Obama's, he can barely beat 6,000 a year. He can, you know, that, you know, what? What are we saying? One recent gun trafficker could have been sentenced to more than 500 years in prison for straw purchasing more than 25 guns that he resold to known violent felons. He was given probation. He will be back out. He will be selling guns again. Two violent felons again. No idea how many people have died as a result of their inability to vigorously prosecute federal firearms violations. Criminal homicides might be slashed by 50% or more if they prosecuted gun crimes to the fullest extent of the law instead of what they're doing. So, you know, we're already down 49% if they were slashed 50 more off. Instead, what it looks like is he's allowed the DOJ to slack off by about 25%. Number two, he could help approve funding for better data input from the states into the FBI's NICS background check system. Now, understand this. He's going to update it. But those things are only good if you get, you know, if you're a bad guy and you're not reported to it, you pass the background check. You can be a felon and not get reported to the NICS. You pass the background check. That's the thing. Some of these states are better than others when it comes to reporting these bad guys. The NRA, which made the current NICS possible, helped push through the NICS Improvement Act under Bush to help ensure that states were providing timely information to the background check system so that criminals and the dangerously mentally ill could not pass a background check. They're still fighting to get that money allocated today. If you really cared about closing a loophole, Obama could deny violent criminals and the dangerously mentally ill the ability to slip through the background check system. I mean, he could have made that a priority his first day in office to make sure that those monies were properly allocated. There are currently 7 million prohibited persons right now that can still buy a gun that we know of due to holes in the system. We'll get to item number three when we get back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, Phil. One of the things I hate about getting older is looking at the groups that I used to listen to when I was younger and realizing they are as old as I am. that bothers me a great deal. I mean, people like, you know, like Kurt Cobain has been dead for 20 years. I mean, I never realized that. Anyway, that's beside the point. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was talking about three things. Obama could actually do if he were really wanting to reduce gun violence. We come to number three. He could ensure that citizens would feel comfortable seeking mental health care for a temporary problem without persecution so they could actually focus on denying guns to the dangerously mentally ill. There's not that many of them out there. Even the ones that are dangerously mentally ill, most of them are not going to do anything. Now, Obama instead looks at this as very fertile ground. He looks at the VA where he's denied some gun rights. He wants to do it with the Social Security Administration. He wants to abuse their clients to eviscerate the gun rights of people who've been declared temporarily unable to manage their financial affairs. Credit check. If you really cared about reducing the access to the deeply mentally ill firearms, you would ensure that people who have minor and temporary problems, that they can get help without fear of persecution from a scheme that throws constitutional due process out of the window, like he wants to do with the no-fly list as well. The Mental Health and Safe Communities Act was written to make sure that the rights of citizens would be protected while they seek mental health care so that we can focus on the most dangerously mentally ill. But Obama's trying to throw a wide net. He's not trying to fish with any degree of precision. He'll catch one, catch all. He wants to disarm law-abiding citizens on technicalities. I would have been in agreement with anything that Barack Obama threw out in this general direction the day he was sworn, day one, when he was sworn into office. Tens of thousands of lives could have been saved. The most violent criminal offenders would be locked away in prison. They still would be locked that way. People with minor health care concerns would seek treatment without fear of being persecuted or prosecuted. Criminal justice and mental health care systems could focus their intentions on the worst of the worst, which is where they should be. But instead, taking any of these steps, which would have gotten some broad bipartisan support, he spent 7 long years trying to find a way to infringe on your core natural rights of 320 million law-abiding American citizens. He's never used his office to help us, so he is, you know, part of the problem. One of the things he's going to do in his final State of the Union, thank God, is he's going to leave an empty seat to represent, well, actually, it's going to represent his grasp of the Constitution, but that's beside the point. He's going to leave an empty seat next to First Lady Michelle Obama as a symbol of his hatred to the Second Amendment and his inability to shred the Constitution on a whim. Now, that's not actually what he said. He will keep an empty seat next to the First Lady on Tuesday when he gives a State of the Union address to represent victims of gun violence, according to the White House. Obama, who's trying to reduce gun violence by issuing a series of executive orders, which he's already said won't do anything, to tighten federal gun laws, announced the symbolic gesture Friday when talking on the phone with fellow supporters of more stringent gun ownership laws. A White House official said the president told the supporters the open seat in First Lady Michelle Obama's viewing box was for the victims of gun violence who no longer have a voice because they need the rest of us to speak for them. Presidents have long invited prominent individuals and average Americans to sit with the First Lady, sort of as the way, you know, that they're trying to put a theme to their little speech. He's going to, in his final 11 months in office, he wants to use his White House powers to change gun laws because Congress has failed to act, which, by the way, tough. That's not the way that works. Tough, El Presidente. State of Union addresses are given in the House chambers, and as an apparent attempt to express his dissatisfaction with Congress, he's also said the open seat should serve to remind every single one of our representatives that it's their responsibility to do something about this. Obama intends to tighten gun laws with a 10-point plan that sidesteps Congress and focuses on requiring small-scale sellers to get a federal license and submit background checks on potential buyers. No guidance yet on who this small-scale seller, what is the prototypical one that will be caught up in this net. Now, the only thing out there right now with the ATF is the same thing that was out there before he got up and had his little dog and pony show. He does not have the constitutional authority to summarily redefine who's in the business of selling firearms. That's already been defined by federal law written by Congress. Despite what he thinks, he's not a king or a dictator and cannot write law by fiat. His rhetoric demanding that people who only sell one or two guns a year obtain a federal firearms license is empty bluster, not law. And his empty seat is going to be one final act of spite from what would have to be perhaps the most petty individual to ever be elected to the office of the president. Here's a letter to the editor coming from a man in Boston. To the man I sat next to on my way into Boston. When I boarded the commuter rail, you were already in the midst of a spirited phone conversation and didn't seem to care about how loud you were talking. You were talking with someone about the Paris train attack and the growing epidemic of gun violence in America. Spoke about the murderous NRA and bloodthirsty gun nuts who were causing our schools to run red with blood. You spoke profanely of the Republicans who opposed President Obama's call for sensible gun control. And you lamented the number of inbred redneck politicians who have infiltrated Capitol Hill. I found myself amazed at the irony of the situation while you were spewing your venom. I sat quietly next to you with my NRA membership card in my wallet and my 9mm pistol in its holster. You were only 12 inches away from my legally owned semi-automatic pistol. I suppose I didn't look like the bloodthirsty gun nut you thought I should be. Apparently it didn't register you that I could so cleverly disguise myself by wearing a fleece coat, a Patriots hat, and khakis. So to the angry liberal who sat next to me on the commuter rail, I don't hate you. I don't have any ill feelings towards you. I do not wish to do you harm. And I don't regret sitting next to you. On the contrary, I feel bad for you. It must hurt carrying that much hate inside of you. You obviously have strong opinions about this hot topic, so let me say this as plainly as I can. If a bad guy with a gun had decided to walk onto that train and start shooting people, I would have been prepared and able to use my gun to defend my own life and the lives of everyone else on that train, including yours. Although you may hate me, a gun owner, I would risk my life for you. Opinions and ideologies make a pretty thin shield against the bullets of a madman. Your liberal self-righteousness and ignorance may have made you feel superior and comfortable, but during that 40-minute train ride to Boston, my gun kept you safe. Signed, A. Linden. Amen. Those guys just don't know when they've got it good, do they? They don't realize the absolute benefit of having armed citizens around them all the time. I did not know that, I didn't realize how... Anybody from Massachusetts out there, I'd like to know how many people are actually carrying guns in Massachusetts besides A. Linden. Way to go, A. Linden, though. That was very articulate. I like it. I like it a lot. That first hour went by quick. No matter. We'll do another one coming up next. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.